This song is dedicated to all the crazy stories that happened during Gateway Fantasy season 2011. Stuff like Plaxico going from lockdowns to touchdowns. My gaudy website, Black Magic going from first to worst. Shout out to Black Fantasaur for hooking me up with the beat. It's all fun, baby, baby. It was no dream team. The Eagles just keep on getting reamed. David Stern just dropping fines up on everything. Cam Newton came to ball. Every Sunday, Rams attack. No, they didn't. They got stalled. Injuries rocked out because of lockout. Peyton Manning's neck popped, so the Colts flopped. In the muck, not in the Andrew Luck sweepstakes club. Call it suck for luck. Remember draft day stalls? Oh boy, I never thought IT sports could steal such joy. Trade away the whole clique for the first pick. Chris Johnson got paid, then crashed like the World Trade, like Herman Cain and Rick Perry's oops, man. Can't remember thirds and farts up in the brain. Peace to Steve Jobs, Al Davis, Heavy D, Andy Rooney, Chris Tucker's home in Miami. It didn't start the way you thought it would, and you was praying when it got to week 13, it was all good. But what you didn't know, now you know, you know.
Say.
You know very well who to start. Made some good draft picks, some were juicy farts. You had some wins, but not the memory. Gateway thanks you for that trophy money.
Ashton Kutcher, Kim Kardashian, celebrity divorce was the television's friend. Ocho Cinco with a TD on his wish list. De La Hoya, Vincent Sampson, those fish nets. Our ball shakes hands by smacking backs. Schwartzy didn't like it, so he went on the attack. Tebow's bow got attention, and the Browns had to have a Peyton Hillis intervention. Keeping quiet got Joe Pa fired. T.O. couldn't get hired, his reps too tired. And Vince Wilfork got two INTs, one for every belly he's got hanging to his knees. Jax munched Gerard's hopes like kids' lunch. Ortiz, sorry for the hit, but suck a punch. Rex paid 75Ks, which is quicker than those 25 Duke Ks. Damn right, Bieber got Billie Jean. And Jim Leland's tidy whities wasn't clean, but
it's all good.
And what you didn't know, now you know, you know.